What is a silent MI? And how often do silent MIs occur? These are two important questions that are often not fully appreciated. The first question is easier to answer. A silent MI is a myocardial infarction that occurs without chest pain. The second question, that is, how often do silent MIs occur, has been addressed by a number of studies with somewhat variable results. The numbers I've seen in the literature estimate the incidence of silent MI as being between 20 to 40% of all infarctions. That's a lot, and probably much more than most healthcare providers appreciate. We can debate the methodology used to obtain these results in the various studies, many of which were completed years ago, but the bottom line that we are left with is that myocardial infarction in the absence of chest pain is not uncommon. I'm most familiar with the data from Framingham, so I thought it would be worthwhile to summarize and synthesize their findings. The Framingham study followed more than 5,000 patients over more than 30 years. The diagnosis of silent MI was made by the finding of new pathologic Q waves on serial ECG screening performed every 2 years. In the Framingham study, more than 25% of patients developed ECG evidence of myocardial infarction that was new compared to the last ECG that was done, despite no history of chest pain reported by the patient. But taking a closer look at these Framingham results reveals even more interesting findings. Of those patients who had silent MI, about half had absolutely no symptoms at all. That is, no chest pain and nothing else. The other half developed silent MI without chest pain, but instead they had something else associated with the onset of their infarction. There were a number of symptom complexes that this something else could consist of. For example, some patients had GI symptoms, especially epigastric pain. Others had muscle aches or a flu-like syndrome. Some older patients had mental status changes, such as confusion or getting lost and being found wandering about. Others had neurologic deficits from a stroke or palpitations from a cardiac arrhythmia. But the most common non-chest pain symptom associated with silent MI was shortness of breath. What then are the take-home points from this Framingham study? First and foremost, myocardial infarction without chest pain is far more common than many providers realize. It occurs not only in diabetics and not only in the elderly, but also in previously healthy middle-aged adults. Some of these patients with silent MI have no symptoms at all at the time of their event, such that discovery of their infarction is only made later from an ECG performed for some other reason. But an equal number of these silent MI patients who don't have chest pain end up presenting to their medical provider or to the emergency department with something else that ends up being their chest pain equivalent symptom. We need to be aware of these results, because if we are stuck on waiting for a history of chest pain, we will miss a fair number of these silent infarctions that are far more common than is generally appreciated. In particular, new onset shortness of breath without obvious explanation is often an indication for an ECG, if not also for at least one set of serum troponins.